Hello.
Yes. Yes.
Hi. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. What the following I would like to ask you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County, mayor, and county commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County, mayor, and county commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote.
Oh, I'm definitely voting.
And which party are you registered?
Democrat.
And what is your main racial background?
American.
African American, Black, Asian American, white, Caucasian, Hispanic.
Does Italian count?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So, you want me to mark down for you Italian?
Well, that's where my people came from.
Okay. With the following, I would like to ask you. What is your age?
82.
Generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Well, that's too generic a question. On what subjects? In other words, you can say, are we going on the wrong path on this subject, or are we going on the wrong path on that, are we going on the right path? I mean, Dade County is a big county, and there's thousands of things going on. So which ones are you talking about as going in a right or wrong
generally speaking direction? Sir, generally
well,
speaking,
I can't answer a question like that because
okay.
It's too general.
We'll move on to the next one. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment.
Traffic
and congestion. Okay. And although it is a nonpartisan election, if the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for a Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for a Republican candidate?
Well, I'll vote, since it's nonpartisan, I have to see who's running, and I'd vote. It's not a matter of whether a Republican, Democrat, vegetarian, or whatever. It depends on the person. It's nonpartisan, right?
I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in the Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Here's the first one. Raquel Regalado, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Regalado?
Yes, sir.
I know who she is. What are the choices again?
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Richard French Snick.
Richard French who?
Prenschnick.
Oh, I don't know the gentleman.
Cindy Lerner.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
You will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County, Mayor and County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Levine Cava, Alexander Otaola, Manny Sid?
Cava.
And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Well, I'm going to vote for sure. So if I said I would vote for her, I guess that would mean that I would vote, that if she is the candidate and I'm going to vote, then I have a favorable opinion of her and I would probably vote for her.
Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commissioner were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Pranchnik, or Cindy Lerner?
Cindy Lerner.
Definitely or probably? Vote for Cindy Lerner.
Definitely.
Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government? Excuse me, sir?
Well, I don't have any opinion. There's so many problems and everything else. I can't say that one person can do it or not do it. But, a problem. Okay, that gives you an answer. He's a problem.
On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvement, and environmental resilience projects to fight climate change, to fund these $2.5 billion proposal. Property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I don't have enough information to vote. So at this point, I don't have an opinion.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. We are almost done. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. And if it would make no difference, just say so. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected position to reduce the property value of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her? Or no difference?
Listen up. That's what I call a push-pull questions. It's unfair since I don't have any of that information and I can't vote on that issue. I have no opinion since it's a push poll.
Okay. The other one says,
you know what a push poll is, don't you?
Sir, thank you very much. Now I am required to focus on my job, sir, because I really don't want to take much more time of your personal time. Okay. Moving along.
Could you answer that
next question is asking. Sir, I can see you're
right,
not
have
interested.
A nice evening.
Thank you
Bye.
For taking my call.